Nathan Pegues, I have vivid memories as a child. Coming to the stadium, he's a good guy. He always spoke to the family members, the kids, squirted kids with water guns, and always had something funny to say.
I'm Patrick Kramer, the clubhouse manager for the Peoria Chiefs. I remember back when mine in field, I used to hound him, Pete, say, can I get a crack bat, fifth time or something. He finally went to the gift shop, pulled one down from the wall, gave me a broken bat. Then like a couple games later, I asked him for a signature on a program. He wrote two broken bat, Pete Vanocken.
My name is Carol. I'm a ticket taker. This is my fourth season, so I've seen Pete over the years. My fondest memory is the fact that he was really good with the little kids and appreciative of the fact that they were at the ballpark. So he'll be missed.
My name's Dennis. I'm a ticket taker here with the Chiefs. Yeah, the best memories of Pete is just how well he was received by the people and how they just gathered around him. And wherever Pete was here, there was always people just following him. So he was just a great asset for the city of Peoria and for the Chiefs.
Valerie. He was a friend of my parents. I will remember him as a wonderful, kind, gentle man who did a lot for Peoria, and he will be greatly missed.
I'm Steve Roach. I'm born and raised in Peoria. Been ushering at the Peoria Stadium here, which is now Dozer Park. This is my 11th summer. And over those 11 years, of course, I've gotten to know the Vanocken family. And even before they moved to downtown, they were out at Minen Field. Pete was always gracious and friendly, and just genuine personality and loving ways about giving back to the community and always having a ball for a child. You know, they all want a ball. And I'm an usher, and we don't have a baseball for every kid, but Pete always did. And this has just been a wonderful evening in honor of Pete Vanocken. The sun is shining, and we've got a very good close game here, and Pete would be liking that a lot. And I know he's watching down on us tonight, along with his good friend Ralph, who also passed this week.
My name is Dell. In about 1961, I heard he was hiring busboys at his old Vanocken's Junction. And so I went in there, and he hired me. He was an awesome, awesome man back then. And the man was always incredible to other people, and just what an example of an American citizen that did well for himself and his community.
My name is Deb, and I work as an usher and also work as guest services. I came into work one day, and they said that I wasn't going to be ushering. And they said, we have a request from Pete. Pete wants you to be his driver. Drive the golf cart around to give kids balls, and I've also drove him around when he had his huge water gun, and we would fill it up, and he would squirt people in the stands. I will remember Pete for his smile, his love for the game, the smile that kids always had when he would hand them a ball. He had a great sense of humor, very good sense of humor. He would have his scooter, and he was like terror on wheels with the golf cart and the scooter buzzing around up here, buzzing around up on the suites and stuff. He was a great man. He will be sorely missed.